Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Hei Amid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we have a short siman today, an entire siman, just one sif, siman Tuf Samach Dalet. It'll be a relatively short share because we've already done half of the Amid from yesterday's share, concluding siman Tuf Samach Gimel. So we begin today's share in the middle of the Amid with the siman Tuf Samach Dalet, Chardul Shinasari Besocho Kemach. You have mustard seeds, and they get mixed in with flour on Pesach. What's Dalacha? So, Chardal, the Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Chardal o sha'ar minei tibul. If you have mustard or other types of tibul, other types of spices, she'esh behem mayim, that they contain within them water, but again, you're not having additional water added, but they have intrinsically water inside of them, ein nosim behem kemach. You shouldn't put flour into such mustard. The Mechaber tells us, v'yem nosim l'socha chardal, and if you did in fact do this, yocham yad, you must eat it immediately, v'lo yashenu, and you shouldn't allow it to stay because of the concern that it will become chametz. What are we talking about over here? So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, these types of either mustard or dips were used in the same way we use dips today, like mustard and other types of dippings, and we put meat into them. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Aleph, Shemat Bilim Ben Habasa, you'd stick a piece of meat, you put your hamburger into one of the dips. V'yesh Ben Chometz, and these other dips besides the mustard also have inside of them vinegar, chometz, ushar dover, and other things, sheyesh lo kiyua, other things that are acrid or acidic or sharp, urigilin litein v'sochen kemach, and they would frequently put inside of these dips flour. And as a result, hakemach mischametz gam ayidei kiyua. The sharpness over here of this dip would also go and potentially turn the flour into chometz. So therefore, this is a concern. That's why you're not allowed to go and put inside this chardel or inside this minei tibul kemach, if you're going to use this on Pesach. Sivkot and Beis, because they have water inside of them, sheyesh behem mayim, de'ein behem mayim, have you made peros? If there was no water added over there, so then they would simply have the status of made peros. And as the Mechaber's opinion, we've learned for really a number of days, ein machmitzin afilu heim dvarim chamutzim. According to the Mechaber, these made peros don't have the capability of making something chometz, even if they're sharp themselves. Biatzman, im heim dvarim chamutzim biatzman. As we've already learned, Kamoshe Gosati Leel in Simon Tov Samach Beis. However, the Ramah, the Ashkenazic opinion is the Anon Machmemiron, the May Peros Levad Gam Kain. We are Machmir over here not to use this. So therefore, Afilu Ein Bohem Mayim Klal. Then even if we didn't have additional water over here, Rak Mine Tibulim Shenasim Ichomet Yain Im Kemach. Even if we only had over here these various types of dips over here that had in them vinegar from wine, and you put in flour, gam kein osur, according to the Ashkenazic approach, which is the shita of the Ramah. Dear Shu, footnote number one tells us over here, we already pointed out previously, for a tzorech needs of a zokin or chola, an older person or a sick person that isn't able to eat regular matzah, so then one can be mekel over here with the meperos, because the halachic opinion, even of the Ramah, is that min hadin, it's permissible, but it's just a gather over here. The Chazon Ish, however, brings down, afilu imnosan v'hichmitz gam ken yesh lochavuzeh. He says, not only are you allowed to be mekel over here, but even if it became chometz, it's not real chometz over here, it's their sirchon, and therefore you can be mekel. And he brings down from the Shona Halochos, shemashman b'dvarav shehiter afilu imlo ofamiyah. This is true even if you didn't bake it right away. Not like this opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that we learned previously, shehiter rak im ye'ofamiyah, only if you went and baked it right away. Now, the Mechaber told us that what we should do in this situation is eat it right away. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel explains, Shechozik ha-chardel ein manicho maher l'chachmetz. He says that the strength of the chardel, the acridness of the mustard over here, doesn't allow it to go and quickly become chametz. The issue footnote number two says, however, imshah, if you did delay, then the Prima Gadol brings down, Sha'ad shir mil, up to the shear of a mill, the 18 minutes that we've been machmir about, so then you have to be concerned that maybe it became chametz, but if it's more than that, vada yachmetz, then it's definitely chametz. And the Chazon Ish adds, he says, shitochein sha'af imshoa harbe mutar b'yadid. He disagrees. He says it doesn't really have the capability of becoming chametz. Kivin shechardel eino mechametz. And therefore, below omru shiocha miyad el lechachil. He says this is just telling us what's preferable, but it's not an absolute din. Then the Mechaber tells us, ubishar minei tibulim, in regards to all other types of dips, kivin she'enan chadin kemo chardel, they're not as sharp as the mustard, Vaday Hichmans. They definitely have the potential to go and become chametz over here. Betzorach l'sarfo imhu achar zman iser chametz. And if this is after the time when you're not allowed on chametz, you have to be concerned that these other dips did in fact make the flour chametz, and you'd have to go and destroy them. Mishnah Berurah points out lav davka sreifa. You don't have to, and sif katan dalit. He says you don't necessarily have to burn it because we learned k'mavur l'el and simon tof mamhei. You just have to get rid of it. There is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda says you should davka burn the chametz, but as long as it be destroyed, get rid of it, that would be acceptable. The issue footnote number 3 brings down the Av Sug Tibul Shinira Chosuk Echardel, any of these other dips that seem to be as strong as Chardel, the Yeruch HaShulchan says, also Tzorich L'Sorfo, She'ein Lanu Elama She'itiru Chacham, because even though mustard was allowed, but we don't have a Mesorah for any of the other things, and therefore we only know what the Chacham tell us, and we can't make up new things. We now go to the Rambam. The Rambam concludes this simon, and he says, Hagah, V'aminuk Shelo Lecho Chardel Klal B'Pesach. The minhag amongst Ashkenazic Jews is that we don't eat mustard at all. And this is independent. Afilu nisariv kodem Pesach. It has nothing to do with that it came on Pesach. Even if it was mixed before Pesach, the heavy kmini kitnios, we halachically view this like kitnios. It has similar physical characteristics to kitnios, which the Ashkenazic Jews have also held not to be good. And therefore, our minhag is shenagim bo iser. Therefore, Ashkenazic Jews, as opposed to those that follow the Mechaber, the Sfardim, so Ashkenazic Jews don't eat mustard on Pesach. And he brings this down in the name of Hagos Maimonios and the Trumas HaDeshen. In the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay, he explains that the minig is not to use it. Hatam, the reasoning is, as I already alluded to, Mishum de Chardel hu dover de Midgan. Chardel is something that is Midgan. What is Midgan? So in Dirshu footnote number 4, he explains, based upon Rashi from the Gemara in Kiddushin, and also the Rosh and Rashi in the Darim, Shu Dover Hanesaf Bikri, something that's piled together in a pile. Kedera Shosim Esatua is very similar to the way they piled together the wheat. So therefore, this could be mistaken for wheat if somebody sees you take the flour or the ground up material over here, and therefore it could look like flour, and therefore don't use it. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Veve Kmo Kitnyo Shenogim Bo Isser. He brings this down from the Levush, therefore Ashkenazic Jews don't use this. Sivkon Vav, independent of whether it happened before or after Pesach. So, Eina Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lomar Shinasarivim Kemach, we're not talking over here that it got mixed with flour, because then there was Zeb, Shita Diyasa, of course it would be also. What difference would it make if it got mixed before Pesach or after Pesach, or on Pesach? Mali, Kodem Pesach, Obe Pesach, if it's Chomitz, it's Chomitz. Ella Rotsu Lomar, he's telling us over here, Dinasarivim Yayin, you just had it mixed with wine, it did not mix with water. Varavusa, and the Chiddush over here, the additional thing that Rama is telling us over here is the Afal Gav Debishas Eruv, even though at the time they mixed them together, Kochino so, the mustard is now mixed in with the wine. Veino Nira Kikitnios Kishenichnasa Pesach, and now before Pesach, the Kitnios looking aspect of it is no longer there because it's already mixed in with the wine. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Osir, he still tells us that it's Osir. That's the Chiddush over here. Dirshu foot number 5 brings down Va'af imyesh b'taruvas rov shel heter k'neged chardel. This is true even before Pesach. If the majority over here is heter and only a small amount is chardel, it's still osur. V'afapi in the Ramah in Simon Tofnun Gimel we learn she'ein lesser kitnios b'taruvas kazu. Kitnios wouldn't be osur in this situation. So the Chok Yaakov says shekan osur with the chardel it's osur. Mekim shechardel ikar, because here the mustard is the ikar over here. V'hu nikar, it's recognizable, v'nira, and visible. Shulchan Aruch Rab brings down an additional reason. Shalohei Kelu Ela B'Taruvus Shenasa Miela. You're only going to be Mekel over here if the Taruvus came about by itself. If the Kitnios happened to fall in, then that's where you can be Mekel. But with the mustard, Abol Amari B'Yadayim, you're mixing it together with your hands in order that you should be able to eat this Taruvus on Pesach. Ein Matirim Lo Liochol. We don't allow you to eat it over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, when we call Makom B'Dieved, bottom line, after the fact, he brings down the name of the Taz and other Achronim, Im Nofal Chardul L'Tavshul, if in fact the mustard fell in on its own into the Tavshul, Eino Oser. We don't say that it's Oser. The issue footnote number 6 explains that the Ramah agrees to this in Simon Tofnun Gimel in regards to Kidneos that fell into a Tavshul, Shebidieved, also Ein Leosro. He said over there too. So the mustard and the Kidneos have the same rule if they fell in. After the fact, but the evidence okay. And he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah over there, Rak imav tafshil meruba lekitnios. This is only true where you have the situation where the tafshil is the majority and the kitnios or the chardel would be the minority. Avolamah kitnios meruba la tafshil harizin echshav ka'ochel kitnios. In this situation, if the kitnios were the majority, then you would be eating kitnios and that wouldn't be allowed. Furthermore, v'yamotzi b'tafshil gargirim. Hanikarim, shemi akidnios. If you actually see intact pieces of kidneys in this mixture, then the Mishnah brought down there at Tzarech Luzarkum. So Mistama, the same didn't apply over here with the Chardol. The Mishnah concludes and he says, V'chein mutar l'hashul chardol ad achara Pesach. You likewise, if you have this chardol, you're allowed to leave it after Pesach. It's not chomitz, avalas a Pesach, it's not chomitz. Kivin shubli kemach, because we're talking here that it doesn't have any kemach. And this Sharet Zion, Oschest, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the name of the Taz. But he adds over there that the Prima Gadim holds, he's a mitzadi to who adin, the same halach would apply, even if there was kemach, imu kemach, as long as it was b'li mayim. Even if there was kemach mixed in over the mustard, you can keep it till after Pesach. It would be permissible. It wouldn't be chavish avos of Pesach. And he says, however, achein b'tnai that kemach lo yeh mechitim l'susim. As long as the flour over here, the kemach, wasn't made with moistened grains. If it was made with moistened grains, then it would be a problem, as you can see in Dershu footnote number 7. Ubetam adavish is manenu. We don't allow you to use these moistened grains on making anything for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah we already learned in Simon Tov Nun Gimel said, because when you moisten these grains, we're not adequately knowledgeable to know, yes, this is an amount that won't make you chametz, and this or this is an amount that will make you chametz. And furthermore, Shemo Yavo Lahashos Ma'at Achar Gemar Halasisa Kol Matchina Yavo Lichimutz. And likewise, we may keep it moistened without grinding it right away, and it could come to the chimutz status. However, we brought down over there the more lenient opinion of the Chazon Ish says B'diyevet Ein Hashihiyo Achar Halasisa Oseres. He says even if you waited a very long period of time, Afilu Shor Zman Meruba, the delay over here until you grind it doesn't make it chametz. Finally, we conclude. Simin Tov Samach Dalit with the last words of the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "V'yayin shenitan bochardel." If you have wine that had mustard put into it when it was ba'odo tosis, while it was still fermenting, kidei shiyamo b'mesikuso, so that it should not get too sweet over here, v'lo yiskalkel, and get ruined. So this way, you're trying to use this mustard to improve the wine. Then mutu l'shoso avalo l'shtoso. Then this certainly isn't going to be chomet shoval of Pesach. However, nevertheless, he brings down from various achronim over here that one should not drink this on Pesach. This was a short shir, but it gives me a chance to invite people who do not already have a commitment to join me for the Daf Yomi cycle. It's already a couple of days when I'm dictating this into the brand new Daf Yomi cycle. I've been giving Baruch Hashem a Daf Yomi for over four cycles now, and I invite people. My Daf is obviously in person, the Daf, but for those that would like to listen to my Daf Yomi on the internet, one can see it at YU Torah. Just look up my name and or look under the series Daf Yomi, and B'ezras Hashem, not only can we learn Mishnah Berurah Yomi together, we can learn the Daf Yomi together as well. In any event, that concludes today's shir and Simen Tov Samach Dalet.